Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 158 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. The courage to create. The courage to create. I wish I had invented that phrase, but instead the credit goes to Rollo May. Rollo May, born April 21, 1909, and died October 22, 1994, was an American existential psychologist and author. And among his books was one that I've had on my bookshelf for a very long time, The Courage to Create, which has, I think, a lot to tell us about the creative process and how we can approach the creative process on a deeper level. I just happened to pull this book off my bookshelf again not too long ago and read it again, and wanted to share some bits about the book with you. But before we get to the book itself, a little bit more about Rollo May. Bear with me for a second as I lay a little bit of groundwork. So as I mentioned, May was an existential psychologist, one who was often associated with humanistic approaches to psychology. So he was interested in looking at, and helping others look at, the issues of how we cope with confronting the givens of existence, those givens being the physical, social, personal, and spiritual realms of the way we live on this earth. His emphasis on humanistic concerns has roots running from Socrates all the way through the Renaissance, a way of looking at one's world and oneself through the process of realizing and expressing one's own capabilities and one's own creativity. Humanism is a holistic approach to human existence, and it encourages viewing ourselves as a whole person, greater than the sum of our parts. So humanism encourages self-exploration. And as a part of his strategy of existential humanism, May defined certain stages of development. These stages aren't terribly strict, but rather they signify a sequence of a lot of issues, major issues, in each individual's life. And May laid them out as four: innocence, someone who is doing things without the interference of ego, though an innocent is aware of their drive to fulfill their basic needs. So innocence. Rebellion, a rebellious person wants freedom but does not yet have a good understanding of the responsibility that goes with it. Any of us who have parented teenagers, young adults, have some experience of that, and of course many of us have that experience of going through that stage in our lives, the rebellion stage. Ordinary is the third stage that May posited. The normal adult ego learned responsibility, but finding it too demanding, seeks refuge in conformity and traditional values. And then May posited the creative. The creative he called an authentic adult. The existential stage, self-actualizing and transcending simple egocentrism. So innocence, rebellion, ordinary, and creative. But May suggested that we can all drop in and out of these various stages at several different times in our lives. Perhaps even in the same day sometimes we can be innocent or rebellious or ordinary or creative. It's in the last realm, the creative, that May focuses attention in his book, The Courage to Create. First published in 1975, The Courage to Create articulates May's lifelong interests in the creative process and the questions that surround it. And I'll link to this book on the cameraposition.com website and also in the app, as per usual. And he doesn't just articulate the ideas of artistic creativity, but he also looks at scientific inquiry as well, reflecting on how and why an original idea pops up from the unconscious at a particular moment. As part of his exploration, he touches on the notion of courage, attempting to separate different sorts of courage: physical courage, moral courage, social courage, and finally, creative courage. And here's what May has to say about creative courage. Whereas moral courage is the righting of wrongs, creative courage, in contrast, is the discovering of new forms, new symbols, new patterns on which a new society can be built. Every profession can and does require some creative courage. In our day, technology and engineering, diplomacy, business, and certainly teaching, all of these professions and scores of others are in the midst of radical change and require courageous persons to appreciate and direct this change. Again, remember that May is writing this in the middle of the 1970s, but certainly some of those things are still in the middle of radical change here in 2015. May goes on to say, "The need for creative courage is in direct proportion to the degree of change the profession is undergoing. But those who present directly and immediately the new forms and symbols are the artists, the musicians, the painters, the dancers, the poets, and those poets of the religious sphere we call saints. They portray the new symbols in the form of images, poetic, plastic, or dramatic, as the case may be. They live out their imaginations. The symbols only dreamt about by most human beings are expressed in graphic form by the artists. But in our appreciation of the created work, let's say a Mozart quintet, we are also performing a creative act. When we engage a painting, when we engage a painting, which we have to do, especially with modern art, if we are authentically to see it, we are experiencing some new moment of sensibility. Some new vision is triggered in us by our contact with the painting. Something unique is born in us. This is why appreciation of the music or painting or other works of the creative person is also a creative act on our part." Well, I'm hoping that those of you who've been listening to the last several episodes of Camera Position see where this slots in to this conversation that we've been having about critique and about engaging works of art on a deeper level, on a level that is much higher on the plane than simply reacting to something and saying, "Wow, that's great," but really engaging it. And, you know, he says, if we are to engage a painting, which we have to do with modern art, if we're authentically to see it. So May suggests that there is that importance of being able to engage something. But he also talks about us. You know, he doesn't mention us photographers in particular, but the artists, the musicians, the painters, the dancers, the poets. And here we are, we photographers, in the middle of that group of those people who present directly and immediately the new forms and symbols, the artists. So the creative courage to form new symbols, and the creative courage to engage new forms of art. Another important consideration that we've been talking about here on Camera Position. And so there is Rollo May, the psychologist writing about the creative process, but talking about our need to not only fulfill our creative mission, but also to engage creatively in looking at and understanding art that other people have made, as well as art that we have made. May concludes his book, which is very short. It's a good Sunday afternoon kind of a read, about 140 pages. May concludes his book, The Courage to Create, by saying this, and actually quoting Plato. And he says, "Plato has, for our summation, some charming advice. For he who would proceed aright in this manner should begin in youth to visit beautiful forms. And first, if he be guided by his instructor correctly, to love one such form only. Out of that he should create fair thoughts, and soon he will of himself perceive that the beauty of one form is akin to the beauty of another, and that beauty in every form is one and the same." Beauty in every form is one and the same, and beauty of one form is akin to the beauty of another. So that whole thing that we've been talking about, this whole sense of not only being creative ourselves, but also looking for ways to examine the creative work that we make and the creative work that others have made. Rollo May sort of sums up not only that we're dealing with a courageous act that we do every time we make something, but he's also saying that it's important for us to have the courage to say what we think and say what we really feel and know about other kinds of creative work. So if you have a chance, take a look at this book, The Courage to Create by Rollo May, and engage in that courageous act, engage in that courageous act of both creating something, and then also engage in the courageous act of critiquing and looking at the way something affects you. And it might be a really interesting thing to have a discussion about this on the podcast Facebook page, which seems to be a great place for us to have conversations about this. So you'll find a link to the podcast Facebook page right on the CameraPosition.com blog, as well as in the app. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.